If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, and it lands on a mime, and it kills the mime, and we had a party to celebrate the killing of the mime, would you come? Yes or no answer. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, and it lands on a mime, and it kills the mime, and we had a party to celebrate the killing of the mime, would you come? Yes or no answer. Okay, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, and it lands on a mime, and it kills the mime, and we had a party to celebrate the killing of the mime, would you come? Yes or no answer. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, and it lands on a mime, and it kills the mime, and we had a party to celebrate the killing of the mime, would you come? Yes or no answer. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, and it lands on a mime, and it kills the mime, and we had a party to celebrate the killing of the mime, would you come? Yes or no answer. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, and it lands on a mime, and it kills the mime, and we had a party to celebrate the killing of the mime, would you come? Yes or no answer. Lately, a thought has been troubling me. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it except for a solitary mime, and the mime just stands there, doesn't move, doesn't make a sound, and the tree lands on the mime's head and squashes him down into the ground, into the dirt, and days, weeks maybe, later the local townsfolk stumble across this felled mime and they organize a party to celebrate the death of the mime. How would I get to know about it? How would they even know to invite me? Because I would really, really like to go.